It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. It's ridiculous. It's basically lying about science, as Siege put it last week. And it's back now in full form with the return of our favorite Eastern Washingtonian from the wastelands of Eastern Washington. He's our skins quatch, but your furred addy. He's Brandon from the internet.
Man, I can't believe I get to be the favorite Eastern Washingtonian over both Lauren Culp and Sydney Sweeney.
Okay, hold on. First of all, don't you? How dare you make me compare the asses on those two? I mean, that is
Brandon favorite on this pod.
Who sent that post? Who was responsible for sending the Sydney Sweeney booty post? Because somebody did. That was gravy, I think. She posted from Lake whatever, where Brandon was cruising by, trying to keep his toddlers in the boat or whatever. But there was her booty, and it's a thing. It's a
unless you're Siege.
Yeah, no, he's, are you opposed?
No, I'm not opposed. I'm just saying it's, you know, I mean, I'm from South Florida. There's a little bit more depth and girth here.
A little more cake?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely something more to bury your face into.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it, even though I'm too much of a prude, evidently. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your butt munchin' daddy. It's Corn Dog One.
But munchin' daddy.
But we call him Siege. Hello, Siege.
Oh, man. Happy Election Day, everybody. Have you guys been out there doing your civic duty with everybody?
What are you talking about? It's not election.
Oh, wait. It's election day for us here.
We already had ours.
We do the early primary. Oh, you already had yours?
Yeah. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I was out handing I farted stickers to people instead of I voted ones. You got little people walking around red, white, and blue. I farted.
I voted for farts.
That Matt guy, is he a Florida one? Does he like the one who dates underage chicks or whatever?
The diddler?
Dates is a strong use there.
Undersell or is it?
Yeah, definitely undersell. Traffics.
Is that factual? Yeah. Do we have facts to back that up? Because I'm not gonna defame the guy or
no. There's a lot of stuff backing it up. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff backing it up. But
he
seems like garbage.
I mean,
yeah, he is the grown up butthead. You've seen the art.
Yeah.
It's true. He's just a trash jerk who just happens to be there because his dad was there before him, who is even more racist, and it's in that section of Central Florida that is close enough to a municipal. It's actually right by Orlando, but it's which is surprising because Orlando is so colorful.
It's the most magical place on Earth.
I definitely saw a four Trump fan boat though outside of Orlando, so I'm not surprised, dude.
So we got a little bit of everything here.
Siege, you sent us a text yesterday. You didn't provide any documentation, just excitement to really send it about seeing a rocket ready to go. Origin, less wienery, more thrusting.
Hell yeah. Well, it wasn't ready to go. I think it's Blue Origin, of course we know the Jeff Bezos outfit that shot those giant, the new Shepard rocket that they had was the penis that they just shot to the edge of space, and it was just edging along and then just fell back.
Yeah.
And
limply fell back to Earth.
Yes. And then the New Glenn is their like legit rocket. Like this sucker is going to be like 320 feet tall. This is like almost twice the size of the Falcon 9s. And they have the base, the first stage, like I think with the second stage, which is actually their testing setup out at Port Canaveral. They had it there for, because they were testing the retrieval of it, because it's fully reusable, unlike some of the other ones that are this big. So they had this sucker out at Port Canaveral where they were testing, like retrieving and everything, and just seeing the first two stages and seeing how monstrous it was compared to the Falcon 9s was just unbelievable. I was like, yo.
I find it really weird that I find myself rooting for one billionaire over the other, but like,
same.
I want Blue Origin run by Jeff Bezos and his, you know, money that he ruined Seattle to get. And I just want to see him just crush Elon Musk.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like nice that one of them keeps their like crappy personality to themselves, and you just know them for being a rich, typically evil billionaire versus like the guy who's like, oh no, I'm going to live into the. I mean, they kind of have both the aspects of this, because the more you think about Bezos being bald and launching penis-looking rockets into space, you're like, this guy is literally Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
But then you're also like, he has his mountain hideaway where he's put that massive clock, and he also has his the spheres in Seattle. So he's got his clock and balls and his rocket ship that looks like a wiener. So he is straight up Dr. Evil, Austin Powers Dr. Evil, where like, if Austin Powers Dr. Evil, like in the Austin Powers universe, if he hadn't Elon Musk, the dude would just be outright saying the N-word.
Yeah.
And Elon's, it would also be played by Mike Myers, probably.
Did you guys see the Elon sent a Cybertruck to the whatever biggest douchebag of Chechnya, whatever the king
or make it?
Premier or whatever. It got there, and the guy mounted a Russian like machine gun in the back of it so they can drive it around looking... probably not
split in half.
Please tell me the suspension gave out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a matter of time. It's gone more than 8 miles. It is definitely due to break down and be towed back to America.
There's a Cybertruck in I have to like come totally clean with you guys. There was a Cybertruck in Spokane. I was driving up to take my dog to a doggy daycare for the weekend, and
so you could go out on the boat.
Yeah, exactly. No, actually, no. I went to Oregon instead. Wow. There's no boats there. There are boats in Oregon, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I was driving up, and then there was this car coming down the other direction, and like it was kind of right at sunrise, and I could see. I was like, "What
is that a refrigerator? Is your refrigerator running?"
It was somebody took their Cybertruck, and they painted it like a gloss, not even a gloss black. It was like a, what do you call it? Like when it's iridescent looking.
Like it's iridescent.
I was like, the paint scheme on that car is actually dope, but the car still sucks. Like there was like a part of me that wanted to like it because it was, what's that? There, speaking of Reddit earlier, there's that one, is it awful taste, but great execution. It's the r/ATBGE. It's like one of my favorite. You guys should look it up because it's like,
I'm on it.
It's like the worst.
Send me the link. I can't open it up.
Incredible tattoos, like not stylistically, like incredibly well done tattoos, but they're of awful things, right? Or somebody will have just an incredible skill, but you're like, that is the worst thing in the world.
Can you say it again slowly for me so I can type along?
Yeah, it's r/AT awful taste, ATBGE.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if it loads. It's having trouble. There it is. All right, well, wait. It's an archived post.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's not waste any time on this. I'll just stop paying attention and search for it, okay? You go ahead.
Let's
awful
see.
Taste, but great explanation. It's
ATBGE. Yeah.
I must have typed it wrong, dude. I mean, that's the only explanation.
Like, okay, well, okay.
Did
so the
put
first,
a few extra words in there.
Yeah.
The first link, or sorry, the top post right now is a a well-done tattoo of Stitch from the movie Lilo and Stitch, spreading his butt cheeks where the butthole says Aloha, and you can see the full penis from behind.
Amazing.
But it's very well done.
I mean,
but you go down a little bit more PG. Somebody turned a Honda Civic into a car truck, and it looks really good. Like, they did a good job.
Hold on, I'm saying this so Siege can see it. There we go. This seems like
thank you,
Florida art. Scroll. If I've ever seen it. So wait, is that man? Why I am blown away by this Stitch thing. I just can't.
Wow, it's pink.
I don't understand. Yeah. Why isn't it on the person's belly button? Like, why? Or nipple or something like
that.
Why
that was a miss.
Yeah. That's
absolutely a miss.
But I wouldn't even say this is great execution. I would say this is awful taste.
What are you talking about? This is like great Disney taste. Quality.
Great taste, awful execution.
Yeah.
Great date, awful execution. That should be the tagline of our new show.
Hold on, wait. Just, that's how I'm going to describe you from now on. When it comes to butts.
Oh, this fist just in. Somebody made like wait, a.
Did you say this fist just in?
This fist just in.
That's no, what they, you said.
If you scroll down far enough, most of it is just artists who have made things look like ball sacks or penises, like really well, like really good prosthetics. But like, okay. If you go down far enough, we should look at the top of all time. That would be the best thing. If you go down far enough, somebody took like a somebody made like a model ship, like a you know like an old wooden ship with all the sails. But they made it out of Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's
and it's
too
awesome.
Many teeth.
Ugh. And they're selling it on Etsy.
And that vagina. That's a for real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, half of this stuff just looks like stuff that you could probably find on the street in Florida.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or at the strip club.
Anywhere in Florida. Oh, my God. I'm looking at it right now. Thank you, Greg, for sending me these.
Well, you're the one who said you couldn't see it. So.
I'll see
also helping us behind the scenes and schooling us at the end, we have producer Gravy, who's just been not shaking his head this whole time with a trying smile.
See,
none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know if we get anything wrong, or perhaps if we even get something right in all of our lies about science. If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Over the weekend, Siege, he offered to have me, what do you call that, when I collaborate on a post on Instagram. And
which one?
And it was Siege looking for orcas, and then the orca that it produces has a giant orca wiener. Mm-hmm. And I started laughing, and my child came over to me, and I was like, well, you're turning 7, so it's time that you saw things like giant orca wieners. His mother.
It's time to learn.
Not mad, but certainly not impressed. So.
Why are you doing this in front of his mother?
Jaeger bomb jacket.
Me.
Okay, we're just gonna leave that how it stands. I think that's excellent. I think that's great taste and excellent execution, personally. But okay. Anyway, yeah. So we missed Brandon last week. He was probably mowing a lawn, or I don't know, digging some sort of hole to bury something for his yard, or I'm not really sure what was.
I have no idea what I was doing, to be honest.
Just didn't feel like showing up.
Left yeah, probably.
Nah, he was out on the boat the weekend before, and then he was like in Idaho before that.
I'm so sunburned. Someone put calamine lotion on me.
I have no idea what I was doing last weekend, you guys.
We should listen to the episode because you get credit for becoming our. No. You should. It's real. It's real good. Uh-oh. At least the first 10 minutes, real good. Because there's the rub and tug
game
that we talked about, but then
that's right.
But then we said, what if you had a tugboat business that you could have a tug and, what was it? A rub and tug and rub?
A rub and
tugboat?
Anyway. Yeah. There was a velocity game? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That's the Spokane soccer team. So anyway. Okay, well, Brandon, I tease you about working in the backyard missing the show because, oh my God, this picture of this toothed vagina is just hovering in
the
background.
I know, get it out of my... I actually have notes from people if you want to do that real quick.
Oh, my transition. We'll do that next.
Okay.
I say this, Brandon, that teasing you about working in your backyard, hashtag avoiding my family. Because a Portuguese man has found an 82-foot-long dinosaur in his backyard. Scientists say this could be the largest specimen ever discovered in Europe. And I was like, if anyone in America is going to pull off a stunt like that, I mean, you're right there where the dinosaurs are, kind of in that eastern Washington, Idaho, that zone or whatever. I feel like it could be branded from the internet.
I would be so mad.
You would shoot it with your wall gun. You'd be so mad.
I was about to say. Yeah.
Gold, turn it.
Get some of Finders the railroad keepers. Spikes from the driveway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. I would be very frustrated if I found a dinosaur skeleton. Unless I could tell everybody in America that I have the longest specimen, I would feel really awesome
about
that.
It's like it's kind of the barnacle of dinosaur bones, you know what I mean?
It's proportionate. I would be mad just because, like, in the most like boring dad thing I could ever say, I've worked so hard to get my yard to a point where I'm pretty happy with it, that if like if a dinosaur was found and all of a sudden the whatever museum was like, hey, that's
we government you coming to take over my lawn,
I would go full not the cool side of Florida and break out wall gun and start defending my
my land.
What's it called? The your domain, or what's that?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah. Right to whatever.
Stand
that.
Your ground.
Stand domain. Your ground. Yeah. Eminent. Yeah. Eminent. No, eminent domain is what I don't want. The government comes in. That's our dinosaur. I'm all of a sudden a sovereign citizen where this is now my dinosaur.
You start spray painting it and skateboarding on it just to show them.
Yeah.
Erect it in your house. Just like over from the backyard over the front yard.
Let's not be jerking off
erect my long specimen.
What do you want him to do? Erect it outside his house in the front yard for everyone to see?
Too late.
You can follow the show on the internet at nerdtalkplus.com, where we ask you to chime in and write reviews and do stuff like that. And it turns out we have notes courtesy of Siege, our very own resident sex panther.
Yeah, oh, that's me. Yes, actually, we've had a couple of people write into us regarding a few of our last episodes.
Nice.
Let's see. Holly.
Ooh, hi,
in
Holly.
Sunderland, England.
Yeah.
Why do we get all our notes from overseas? Nobody writes us from here, except for Alicia in Aberdeen, who still wants to see Greg's pick. Holly in Sunderland writes in, I'm listening to the, that pick.
Oh, I was hoping I would do that, and then I would get one of the cool Apple animations.
Like sparkles.
Brandon did the rolling the dice hand motion.
And then fireworks.
There it is, yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Look at those dice.
Holly in Sunderland, England says, I'm listening to the Horses in the Olympics episode, and it just hit me how much Kennergy this show always has.
Hey.
As smart as you all are, you're just dumb and cute, and I love that. Thank you, Holly.
My favorite part of that is how I'm like, horses in the Olympics? That's a great idea. Our own idea. No recollection whatsoever. None. Not even a little bit.
Right.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, they should take all of the sports in the Olympics that have horses and get rid of the horses. And then have all. So, like, equestrian
like
just becomes the hobby horse, like the hobby horse thing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then let's see.
Polo. Do they play polo? Just becomes field hockey, I guess. All right.
Run around
a note from Lori says, I saw a tweet saying horses don't get medals in the Olympics, and it upset me.
Wait, what? That's like Chewbacca not getting a freaking medal at the end of Star Wars.
That's exactly where I went with it.
They should give him a little golden horseshoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Golden carrots.
Golden
golden apple that they can't eat.
You've won with the golden oats.
You know, everybody bites their medal, but the horse is the only one that's disappointed when they bite the gold apple. They're like, aw.
Put you win these the golden truck bag. Nuts.
You can have a golden delicious.
There it is.
And last but not least, our good friend of the pod, Brooke Arbeen, says, I'm listening to the Tony's Pizza episode. To the Tony Pizza episode.
Yeah,
somehow I got out of order, but on the topic of Siege voicing sexy dreams, I had an idea that maybe we should redo the movie Her, but with you as Scarlett Johansson and some horny female as Joaquin Phoenix. Thoughts?
Just Joaquin Phoenix as Joaquin Phoenix.
Just Joaquin Phoenix, and I'll just redo the voice.
Can we it like riff tracks her, but it's just Siege saying all of the lines of Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Go back and do that. I'm sure AI can help you with that. I mean, it's evil, but like it's for chaotic good.
No, I can absolutely do that. Yeah. I'm going to use that as my next demo reel for dubbing voices.
I don't listen to this podcast when I'm not on it or when I am on it.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes weeks in a row you'll tell us you're listening, which is interesting.
Oh, that'll be in a few weeks. Also, I'll listen like two episodes.
Last week is the first time we've done one where you weren't available, just because we had missed the previous week or something, I think, and so we had to put something out. But like usually I'll just cancel because.
Do you want to know why I don't listen to our show? Is because I spend so much time listening to audiobooks that Gregor has recommended me, and every time I start them, like Shogun, when the both books are together, it's freaking Audible makes you buy two parts of Shogun, is a 48-hour, 50-hour audiobook, and Musashi, which was probably one of my favorite books of the year, is a like 53-hour.
Is it a 53 or 56? Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that. So I like have no time to listen to. The stuff that we say, no matter how much Kennergy we might have.
Yeah.
Well, you're in luck. Last week's
one of the best compliments we've ever gotten
was entirely about audiobooks.
No.
Yeah, last week's episode was real old school nerd talk. It got into the weeds.
Yelling about Star Wars and
glad bad, I'm the one dumbing this down.
Bad audiobooks. No. I think you're spicing it up. What happened
if we remember, we have empirical data that shows that I am bringing it down.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you and I, Siege is the one that's making this erect. So that's
erected in your front yard. I keep telling you, everybody will come see it.
Now, dudes, I don't know if you saw the headline about this. I didn't really dig too deep into it, but Zoom calls can now handle 1 million users simultaneously. My response to that is finally all our fans can jump on live with us, which would be cool, and we'd still have for 999,936 more.
36? That's awfully much.
Well, there's 64 people. I think that's a pretty fair representation of us being superstars.
Okay, so
I think
1, 2, 3, 4, and then Steven, and then Brooke Arby.
Well, you don't listen, so don't count yourself.
Yeah, fair.
3.
Holly from Sunderland. She'd be
Holly from Sunderland. That one dude that's a farmer in Scotland, apparently, or wherever.
Oh, that's right. Man. Aaron in North Wales. Cows peeing.
I joke. We love everyone who listens. Thank you so much. We would never torture you by making you get on a Zoom call with us. That would be definitely awful. And use this to escape. Oh, yeah. Shout outs to Tim, who listens now, who challenged me on something. He said, this is where I can say this because I know it won't come back around. And if one of you dildos makes it come back around, I'd be so mad. Not you guys. You're too lazy. But if someone listening to this hears this and makes it come around, I'd be really mad. But my aunt posted a thing trash talking Kamala Harris, just being like, all she did was steal a job. She tricked him. She forced him out. You know, just the typical.
Nice.
Like, and those are like pretty weak insults as far as I'm concerned. But I was like, can you imagine if she had 34 convicted or 34 felony convictions too? Oh my God, or whatever. And like, it made me laugh so much to myself. But then I like read the other comments and my aunt just shared somebody else's post. And she didn't write any of it herself. She didn't come up with these lines on her own. She just shared someone else's post. And like her friends were all like, well said. This is well done, LD. Her name is LD. Like, well done. And I was like, she didn't do anything. She just shared drivel, I guess. She just shared this garbage. It's all just propaganda. All she is just a puppet for this. And you are too. It was so crazy. And so I posted that. I was just like, I can't believe that we live in a time where if I hit retweet on something, people are like, he's smart. Yeah, that's really smart. And Tim challenged me on it. He was like, yeah, but I mean, you just look at news sites and then figure out which stories to talk about. And then you just talk about those. So what's so different about hitting retweet or doing that? And I was like, well, Tim, I mean, like, I get these stories and I don't just literally read the headline and then move on to the next thing. I also, as a professional performer, write my own material for it and I have my own take and I add value to it. I don't just go, here's a thing that someone else did.
We add what some people might call a quantity of jokes into it.
Quantity over quality.
How do I do this? Is there's gotta be, I can't, How come I can't mute Siege?
It's
because
fun.
Because we're trying to add value to our
trying real hard. Oh yeah, that's right. We can't mute the gold. I gotta Yep. I'm so dumb.
The Greg, honey pot.
You're not the professional. The guy without sleeves is the one who's the professional.
The guy in Florida handing out I farted stickers. Vote Siege 2024.
Anyway, so Tim got me a little. I was in the middle of Lowe's yelling into my phone my response.
Typical.
The 19-year-old kid trying to get the thing out of the lockbox to sell me while I'm doing it. He was very confused by all this.
The 2,000 other guys standing around the 5-gallon bucket were very uncomfortable.
You think wow. I know that many guys, dude? That's nice of you.
I mean, it's popular Lowe's, downtown location. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I don't know how much we're going to talk about this because Sean and I have already gone well into depth on this off air. And I don't think either of you other two, this affects you very much, but I hope you like the one season of Star Wars latest show, The Acolyte, because that show is got canned. I wrote Acolyte.
I just read that.
Yeah.
Acolyte. See, there you do write your own material.
That wasn't a good one. Siege. Come on.
Just shoot me. I'm sorry. I'll leave. No.
David Spade's funnier. It's a. Oh,
was David Spade in The Acolyte?
Boom! Muted! Yes! I figured it out.
Oops.
Oh, he can unmute himself. Son of a bitch. So yeah, the show wasn't very good, and they killed off everyone, like almost literally everyone, and. The bad guy had to wear a stupid helmet that was ridiculous and impossible to take seriously because of the clown face that was built into it. And ew. The voice processing was terrible for that. And then the Wookiee Jedi was only in like 2%. And the lightsabers looked like stoned adults fighting in the Isles of Target. And we didn't even get to see 700-year-old Yoda in action. But we also don't get to see the important part, which is like the lore of the Jedi when they were, as Sean pointed out, more of like a spiritual thing and less of like a military force. And yeah. We don't get to see the story of Darth Plagueis, and that sucks. Like, hopefully they'll figure out a different way to tell that story, because I think if you tell a story about someone evil, I think people will watch that.
I was going to say that I thought that that was supposed to be, like, the whole evil arc in the beginning of it, and it was, I only got to see the first two episodes before I, you know, wandered off into other things. I don't necessarily binge everything better. Straight through. But, yeah, but, I was expecting it to be like, as far as everything I knew, it was supposed to be the beginning of the evil arc. Like they had like a full like 3-season arc to it that was going to happen, and they just axed it after one.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't watched any of it.
It's worth watching.
That helmet is the worst. I feel like the most try hard movie costume prop I've ever seen.
V for Vendetta.
Yeah, it looks like the what's that show? Attack on Titan.
CJ, I hear what you're saying. This is worse.
Oh, it's terrible. It looks like somebody was like, okay, Attack on Titan and Predator, but make it a helmet or Alien. Ooh. And then make it a helmet.
Yeah, no.
It looks like you know the guys that wear I don't think everybody that rides these types of motorcycles are the worst, but there are the kind of people who ride the I don't know enough about motorcycles to know what, but the colloquially known as crotch rockets, and they wear the funny helmets that have all the different like the mohawks on them. Yeah, they have different like prosthetic looking things. This just looks like one of those shitty dudes who wears one of one of those things on his crappy motorcycle to be an idiot on the freeway.
He really nailed it with the Attack on Titan with the teeth in there.
Yeah.
It's so bad, man.
It almost looks like it's supposed to be like a samurai type mask for one of the Ninja Turtles bad guys, like the who was it? Bebop and Rocksteady. Yeah. And they were like a samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Which actually sounds dope.
That does sound cool. If you were in that universe, that would be cool. But one, it's just like kind of like, no.
Gravy says it looks like Darth Deadmau5. So
that's awesome.
This is a controversial thing to say, but it's fake and it's not in the real universe. But I think that sometimes Disney suffers from trying to overdo their diversity. I think sometimes they force their hand a little too hard by making sure that they're reading the wave of what everyone is demanding gets more representation. And that's a good thing to have representation. That's not the argument here. It's that all of your like super dork fans that are the most vocal and least cool are not ready for that. Like they're not ready to be hit over the head with all these changes, and so they're gonna continue to push it down when it's not even that good. The show itself, it was cool. I liked it, but overall, but it like wasn't like a huge winner.
I've heard it was pretty good,
and they're gonna keep pressing down on it until Disney is finally can't get away from that echo chamber of it. Like this sucks, you suck, and like I'm not saying how I would cast it because I don't have the answer to that. I thought Mandy Jacinto was like awesome as the bad guy. I thought that was such a good choice because he's so naturally charming. And it gave this whole other thing where he's not like a deformed, awful, evil person. He's just kind of like a fast-talking guy. And I want to know how that relationship fell apart with his master. And these things, like, I want to find out about that. And I want to know more about a lot of the characters from it. Most of them died too soon for me to have any investment, which is hard. I won't say which ones because Brandon, you should watch it. But it was like it was kind of Game of Thrones bloodbath stuff. I just think that you know, if a large majority of people can't accept the Little Mermaid being a person of color, then you can't get away with having seven main characters that are people of color and no white people without it being recognized, like without it being a topic of conversation that people latch onto.
Same universe.
I personally don't care.
Like, do you think that they're just they're like overcorrect? I think you're right. I think like you could hear this all of our six listeners and misinterpret that Gregor is like representation is not bad, so who cares what the bigots think? You know, it's like that's not the point. I get what you're saying too. It's like it doesn't. Not everybody, you know what I mean? Like, not, like, you feel like Disney's not far
pushed,
away.
We can't be pushed. You can't change people as fast as you want the change to happen.
Right.
And so when you push people, you have to help them get there. You can't just dump them there and expect them
You got to hold their hand and take them there. You can't throw them off the cliff. You got to kind of guide them along.
But then you have to have like Luke Skywalker in it and Yoda, and then it ruins it. And it doesn't make it stand on its own. And so there's just a catch-22 for the show.
I get you.
Do we feel like maybe they're overcorrecting for all of like the racism and anti-Semitism stuff from a long time ago when Disney was being like, hey, don't think about all of that stuff. Think about all the cool social justice stuff that we do now and not all of like
it's the, two things.
The actual Disney was a...
Yeah, it was anti-Semite. A giant like anti-Semite.
Yeah,
it's two things. They're obviously doing things by where the money's at, and so they're trying to exploit markets by giving representation to people that they think that they can sell things to, because that's all Star Wars is marketing. But then also there are people at the top of these organizations that do care about that, and that's the important part. The important part is not being heavy-handed with it and feeling like you're that like this is like it's not calculated in its social effectiveness. Like, they got to lean into the fact that it's marketing. They should have picked the hottest looking of all these people, and then it would have gotten away with it. But you can't do that. So,
dude, I just realized when you said the name of the guy who plays the bad guy, Manny Jacinto, I was like, well, that name sounds really familiar. He's Jason from The Good Place.
Yeah, which dude, is, he's Darth Bortles.
Yep. For sure gonna watch Darth Bortles. Yeah.
Yeah. That's gravy. That's a gravy joke.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so good.
Amazing. Well
it's
done,
so
Sean.
Darth Bortles. Dude, man.
He's great in it. He's so charming in it. And
yeah.
But then they have a
Darth Ducky
lightsaber
Darth
scene and they like and it looks like they're hitting each other with plastic like they're like it looks like they're using like what do you call it? Wrapping paper rolls to fight. It doesn't have the right weight. It doesn't have the right effective. It just and you can see that they're glowing plastic. It's not they're not hiding the fact that that's what it is. It's very weird. So representation matters, and underserved communities need to be better represented. Sometimes I think Disney goes a little too far.
They force it,
I think it's because they see an opportunity to sell things to people, and that's
it feels. I think the difference between like feeling like you're doing it because, like you feel like it's a part of the story because it should be, versus feeling like it's contrived because you need it to be there, right? Yeah. And like they don't do it in a way that feels like they actually understand the reason that they're doing it, versus just being like, well, they say that we don't have enough black people, so here's one, you know, or like it just feels like they're it's token, or they're like checking a box. They're like, oh, we need this celebration to feature gay people kissing because then everybody will get off our backs about the fact that we don't have a gay lead or something like that, right? Like we just need to tokenize
but,
it.
In but order I th- to, like, yeah, I, but I think it's like. I think it's because they're like, imagine if we could get into the gay community and we could have, you know, they've got a lot of disposable income that they could spend. How do we best maximize that? And then you get a boardroom full of old white guys that are like, gay kiss, that's how. They get from a rich storyline into like something pandering crap. And then they're like, now do we get the money? And then when they don't, they're like, canceled. Like, not canceled, like Louis C.K. canceled, but like canceled the show, like the episodes.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
All right, the U.S. Department of Transportation has a national plan to help cars talk to one another. Guys.
Speaking of the gay community.
I gotta tell you. I don't know what that means.
Lightning McQueen. Okay. Literally has Queen in the name.
Sorry.
We will have gone to commercial, so that won't have any traction. So,
okay.
Take two. The U.S. Department of Transportation has a national plan to help cars talk to one another. Oh, my God. I'm leaving in the other version, just so you know. Like, we're going to have
okay, one. Great.
Okay, good.
What I thought at first was that this is going to give us, like, car-to-car communication, because I want to be like, you know, your gas cap is off, or better yet, like, you know, you're a giant piece of garbage that doesn't know how to drive, that deserves to drive off the I-90 bridge into traffic and get eaten by a sturgeon, or something like that. You know, like, that's... Ooh. That's what I want to send to people.
Dude,
but then,
you're like tapping into my self-talk.
Same. I mean, I draw inspiration from within, Brandon. That's how
the U.S. Department of Defense has discovered that you guys... Department of Transportation has figured out how you your intrusive thoughts can be spoken to your car.
Yeah. the first thing I obviously imagine is women getting DMs of wieners. Like, that's like immediately if this were the case. Instead, what they're trying to do is make cars send messages down the road further to what they're approaching. So, like, built into, say, stoplights or into posts along the freeway, when you get a little bit further down and it's raining, the cars behind can be prepared for that, and either the driver can be alerted, or when we get to some sort of auto drive functionality, it'll be able to better manage systems going through there.
It's called Waze. Do it the old-fashioned way.
Waze, where I have to take my eyes off of the road to report that there's an object on the side of the road that's hazardous.
For the
that's
points.
Right.
I do love it. There is this cool, I mean, this is not at all the same thing, but there's this really cool feature in on one of these roads in Idaho.
Cybertruck, it's got a machine gun in the back. It's so cool.
It is Idaho. I was driving, if you're driving down this, it's kind of a big highway, but there's a stoplight, or there's a couple spots where there's this like huge stoplight in the middle of it, and you can see the light from like quite a ways away, and there is a I'll see that the light is green and you're going 60 on this highway, but then there's, you can see down the road the light's green, and there's a like another like caution light that said when this is flashing be prepared to stop. And so if you see that flashing, you know that you're not going to make the light, and so people don't speed up to try, because even if you like stepped on the gas right there, so it's kind of like, it's just automating that process. It's like taking that out of your hands, which like the government trying to take the dinosaur bones out of mine. They're taking that, like, hey, instead of trying to hit the gas pedal and make this left turn because you've been sitting trying to take this left on the flashing yellow forever, instead we're just gonna know. What I hope is gonna be like, I always go back to iRobot probably being like the most accurate depiction of what the future is going to look like, where nobody's driving
starring
cars.
K2SO.
All of the cars can go a million miles an hour. Not literally, but like all of the cars can go as fast as they want because there's no humans behind them and they're all talking to each other. So you can have a car taking a exit across traffic because the computer systems are able to calculate it so that you can like just weave straight between people. There's going to be a ton of people that die before we nail that, but when we get there,
absolutely.
Don't take away my joy.
Yeah, which is basically what Florida. Will Smith says.
Florida is already like, nah.
Yeah, nope.
I got five lanes across, and I got to do it now, but I'm going to go 26 miles an hour too slow. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I don't want people knowing what I'm doing in my car, or like what's coming up or what's going behind. Let them find out them damn selves. They can make their own choices.
What if the cars are like speaking to each other and we are not doing any of the input, obviously, and one of the cars is just like, hey, this guy is totally jerking it in here while he's not driving. And the other car is like, I'm going
to
tell my driver about this.
More likely,
my driver is a police.
More
driver
likely,
head
though,
is jerking.
Yeah.
No, more likely, though, it's going to be like, hot chick, big boobs, blowjob, three cars ahead, accelerate.
Don't take away my fun from old-timey road trips where I used to write on the signs like, show us your boobs.
Yeah,
just hang them out the window. Come on, what happened to America? Vote Siege 2024.
No, now you can write that same thing, and it goes on like a reader board.
Yeah, like the LED, like, scroll board.
Show us your boobs.
I'll eat your butt.
Yes. Vote Siege 2024.
I'll eat your trunk.
Did anyone see this happen over the weekend? I didn't see any instances of it, but the Premier League is back. The English Premier League is back, and they're ditching VAR in one instance in favor of dozens of iPhones to call offside.
What?
It's wild.
All right.
They use it in the NBA, apparently, and I don't follow that league at all, and so I'm willing to see where this is going. But
I do, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Up to 28 iPhone 14 or 15 Pros will be used for the task. The NBA uses the same company, so it's been tested. Basically, iPhones in waterproof cases with fans and power built in will be stationed around the field, pitch, if you will, and using AI to coordinate. It will not only make better decisions on offside calls, but it'll also be able to bump up the frame rate when it predicts a potential offside moment in the buildup.
Okay, I do know what this is.
That's crazy.
It'll be like that thing when technology.
It's like at the red carpet where you like do a cool thing and then the camera spins around you or like it takes a shot from all around you and you can get like the full
360.
Thing. Yeah, that's like
they both have cameras. Right.
No, but I mean, no, it's the same.
I'm sorry, Brandon. It's
not that dumb.
I know what you're saying. I don't think this is it because they're stationary, and so I don't. And I so
no, I know. But if you have enough images of the same thing, because like that, there's two different things that I'm talking about. Like you have the one that the camera does spin all the way around, and like that's like a motion.
But
thing.
Then you have the.
And you also have
one.
The one that's a bunch of cameras all around in a circle that take a photo at the same exact time. If these are doing that, but with video, essentially, and then they're adding on AI because that's everything now.
They're calling the system Dragon because nerds, says Griffy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Ideally, with its predictive technology that is going to be able to take into factors like body mass, size, these types of things as the players are moving to be able to predict how it's going to go and to quickly call offside so that way within moments. I think they trialed something similar to it. I don't know if it's the same company or not, during the UEFA Euro Championship this summer, where they had offside calls that could be almost instantaneously decided and move on from it because they don't want people spending 7 minutes looking at video footage to figure out if it's on or offside. I will die on this hill that it should just be feet, like it is in American sports,
hockey.
Where like
yeah.
if you're it's where your feet are, and if a guy's it doesn't matter if your whole body is leaning forward. I don't care if you have the advantage to be able to score even wherever your toes are, then that's where it is.
Yeah, and so, it's like in hockey, if you drag the toe across yeah. the blue line, then you're safe. But as long
if I've got 1 foot back, I think I should be on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But then are we going to be debating the same thing? Like, is his toe, you know, how much of his, body or feet or behind, or if at all, like...
It gets a lot easier to be like, did it break the plane? That, like, it's...
Sure,
it's,
yeah.
Rather than being like, from this angle, his elbow does look like it's... No, none of that. Just, like, make it about feet. No. And if your foot's in the
air,
then make
it... You gotta
pick
a point on the body.
If the foot's in the air, make it the knee or whatever. Just like make it like just
absolutely. It's just like what they did in the Olympics with the sprint, how it's the torso. Like how I guess it was Noah Lyle won 100 because his torso was like 1/1000th of a millisecond ahead of the other guy.
Everybody was like, oh, well, the other guy clearly crossed the threshold
his
forehead or something, because he did the dive, like he put the forehead forward and Noah Lyle stuck his chest out, and like that's what made the difference.
And, exactly. and everyone knew that going into it, that that's how they were going to measure it. It's like,
exactly. All the racers knew what point it is.
Nobody on the internet apparently knew
it. No, but like that was like the agreed upon, like we're going to judge based on this and then just go with it. It's like, I want VAR for more nuanced things like handball. Like I want a ref to be able to go back and look at that to be like, is this actually in the spirit of the law? Like, and then have it to be a human call. It's like a referee's call to be like, no, I think that was play on. I think I was right because it's play on because it was a natural position or impossible.
It's not a binary like agreement of it's not like a binary did it happen or did it not happen. It's like there's even within handball there's still like a
some nuance.
Like offside is offside, you know. It's like it's a
yeah, and even with the technology, once they started getting into VAR and they started getting, well, this part, and like talking like you were saying about the entire part of the body, it started getting into such little nitpicking and of the millisecond of it where you wouldn't even be able to tell by the human eye unless you're breaking it down into this 8K technology where and you're focusing on that blade of grass versus this, and it just it totally takes the flow out of anybody of the sport.
Yeah. I, to be fair, I don't mind robots doing this as long as the decision is instant. Like, the decision has to be within 2 seconds because if it's not, then it's a disruption and we might as well have humans do it and just make the call.
All I've ever wanted was, like, consistency. Consistency. Yeah. Give me the rule and then stick by the rule. Give me a point to focus on the person doing a person doing offside. And follow it. Like, that's all I ever want in any sort of officiating. Even in baseball, where they got the stupid square on the screen for the strike.
Why is that not the thing? Like, why is that not the strike
zone? Just make that.
Because of the umpires' union.
That's what I'm saying.
I get it.
Like, give us robots in all of the sports officiating. Like, that, baseball is, especially if we have, like, this 8K technology, is like, was he out at first or not? That should not be a video review thing. That should be a, hey, the camera says this is when the ball is in the glove and this is when the guy stepped on the base. He's out or he's safe. Like, it's like offside. It's binary.
I don't even mind the umpires behind the plate changing the strike zone a little bit because each player is different. They're not a square box. The strike zone's supposed to be from like the letters to the knees or the belt to the knees, depending on who you talk to and what year it is and everything else like that. That box stays the same on the screen.
Yeah.
And Greg and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago when one of the umpires from, of course, a local boy down here, Angel Hernandez, was like the worst in the history of being an umpire. And his numbers were just so bad, they finally actually kind of forced him into retirement this year. He's because not his balls anymore? And strikes were so. Oh no, I don't think so. I think this is amazing. His last year. Well, it just came out that there was a story that Will Clark from the San Francisco Giants forever ago, like we're talking eons. If you're anywhere under 30, you probably have never heard the name Will Clark, but Angel Hernandez called him out on such bad pitches, and Will Clark was notorious for being great at being strikes and balls, and he just happened to see Angel Hernandez in a bar that night, and instead of being pissed off and like confronting him and everything, bought him and the rest of the umpire crew beers and just said, you know what, tough game today, guys, we'll get you out there tomorrow. And he was just like, for real? He was just like, yeah. Never called out on strikes again in the history of his career.
Anytime what a piece Angel of garbage that ref behind that the plate. Yeah.
You know, exactly. Exactly.
Just like, someone was nice to me and gave me beer, so now they don't strike
out. Bought me beer one time, like $18. Got that man no strikeouts for the rest of his career.
To be fair, if somebody bought me a beer pretty much at any point, I would probably be pretty chill with them for the rest of our lives as well.
To be fair,
I'm very easy.
To be fair, I bought Brandon a few beers up in Vancouver once when we went to a Sounders match, and he's been nice to me since. So he's not lying.
Wow,
that's what it was. I'll never forget.
Remember, you drove us back and we podcasted the whole way. That was really fun.
That was fun. Yeah,
That's when we first met Turf Boney. Oh, that was nice.
Oh, I miss Turf Boney. I feel like AI, like. We could, it is so easy to solve, like, the strike zone thing and the different heights siege. I thought the same thing. I'm like, the box is the same for every player. Like, we, every season, during media day or whatever, take every player's measurements from their nipples to their knees and then input that into every stadium. Like, we have the technology for that. That technology can get from the nipples.
To the knees.
Sorry, I caught that.
To the knees. Yeah, that's good. Till sweat dropping down my balls. Anyway, they could just input that technology.
I sweat so much, I wheeze.
Yeah, there it is. Dang, you're so good, man. I'm gonna buy you a beer.
Yeah,
then maybe you won't be a
nice
jerk to me about the camera thing.
No, I'm sorry.
Anyway, I feel like we could solve all of this stuff. We should be the commissioners of baseball.
Imagine if they just gave
actually,
us a sport
in our universe. We are the commissioners of baseball.
It's canon. We're the commissioners of baseball.
It's canon.
All right. Well, I guess we should... I have 4% battery left on my phone, so I guess it's Guinness time.
Wow.
Welcome to all the hottest record-breaking action from the last however long. I don't know the last time we did this, a month ago. It's I'm going to start with the one that was most sent to me in the recent times. I've had several people send this to me. It's the most walnuts crushed with the elbow in 30 seconds. They're all laid out in rows and strips, and then dude is downward elbow striking, yes, like to a microphone. Bam, 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 bam. How many walnuts could a man crush with his elbow in 30 seconds?
One elbow?
I don't know what the rule is.
He wasn't going.
If he was doing it like that, Brandon, he'd have no power.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
How hard? Walnuts are pretty hard, right?
30 seconds. Yeah, walnuts are pretty hard.
I'm going to say
24.
40. Oh, dang. I was going 42.
24, 42. We got good NASCAR numbers from the aughts representing there. And one short of the best number, 68 for Gravy. The total set by Muhammad Rashid, I think he's a repeat. I think this guy's got some other.
I was going to say, this is the guy who's been crushing a lot of stuff with his elbows.
This is the guy smashing beer cans with his forehead because he hates beer so much because he's Muslim, right?
Green and white is Pakistan, I think, is their flag. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Muhammad Rashid, 169 nuts busted.
What? What?
169.
Wow. I was not familiar with Muhammad Rashid's game.
Wow.
He should have been because he's a repeat. I didn't give that to you ahead of time though. So that's
man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he did another one. Gravy sent me one, and then I was like, "Dude, don't send this to everybody." And he was like, "I didn't. I only sent it to you." And then I was like, "Oh yeah."
I feel like from now on, if you ever ask me how many things were crushed in a thing, I'm gonna ask first of all, was it Muhammad Rashid? And then that's gonna change. That's
you're
gonna
say, is it that guy
answer.
From India? That's what you're gonna say. Yeah. Like the guy from Pakistan, and you're gonna be like, my bad. Fastest
every
time
we do this, Sorry. Every time we do this, I start looking around the room that I'm in and thinking, what can we crush to break world records?
With my most
mochi Kit Kats crushed. I still have these are awful.
How come you haven't sent that to me yet? You said you were going to send that.
Dude, I'm going to send you a book. I was going to send you a book, and I'm going to send you these maybe at the same time.
Yes,
it's a
please.
Book I was at. I went to Powell's when we were in Oregon, and I know where this is Guinness time right now, but you guys will find this interesting. You talked about books last week. I went to Powell's in Oregon, and I was like, oh man, I should go find another samurai book because I liked Musashi so much, and I'm liking Shogun so much, and so, and then I was like, I'm going to go to the Japanese literature section, and there's a book called I can't remember it. And it's a autobiographical.
Musashi and the Five Rings.
No, it's a book by the Shang-Chi? Worst samurai, but he decided that after he retired, he wanted to write a book about his life. And it's so interesting.
Okay, great.
From his own, I read it in a day. It's like not that long, and it's super good. So
wait, did you buy it for you and then you're going to send it to me to read? Is that what this is?
Oh, I bought it for me. And then as soon as I was done reading it, I was like, I think Greg would like this. So I'm going to send him a used book that I bought that was already used.
Forgive me.
Don't worry. I did not solely it.
No, forgive me. I just thought you were thinking of me. And then you were like, oh, I'm going to get
it. I did. I did. Because when I got it, I was like, man, I'm really into samurais right now. Why? I was like, oh, Gregor.
But instead, you got the Simpsons Sing the Blues, and then your dad made a cassette copy of it so you would have it, and then you gave it to Jason Beck for his birthday in second grade. Yeah, okay. I get it.
Wow.
But thank you.
It's awfully specific.
Yeah.
Fastest time to apply 10 surgical masks while blindfolded. And I'll preface
yourself?
This by saying it's, yes, I'll preface this by saying it's not Muhammad Rashid, okay?
Dang it!
No, he, that would be if he crushed surgical masks.
Yeah.
To yourself while blindfolded. Man, if they're in a pile or they're spread out, and you're doing that whole feely thing, 10.
Say 6 seconds.
18 seconds.
Gravy with 31. The fastest time to apply 10 surgical masks while blindfolded by Jessicudi Elbin of India, 11.56 seconds.
What?
It's not bad. I feel like, yeah, because he probably had them all stacked, or they probably had them all stacked in one little thing, and then they blindfolded.
No, he didn't. He had them laid out one after another looks like probably like
so he could feel them individually and not get the little tidy things.
Yeah, that
each one swinging
up,
from his wiener and then just pulled one.
Yeah.
All right,
quicker that way.
This is a good one. Most blooms on an orchid plant.
Whoa.
Canadian.
Wait, most Canadian blooms or most?
No, because the person is a Canadian who has the most blooms.
this orchid is growing maple leaves.
Does the plant have to be Canadian?
Why is this orchid? Why are all of these orchid flowers maple
shaped
leaves?
Like mooses?
That's not a maple leaf. That is marijuana.
Gravy says 23 blooms.
What's like a normal orchid bloom? Like, I don't know
like
how
six,
many. I feel
maybe?
Like really okay.
Six. Seems like a lot.
Say. I'm just taking your word for it. Is it Muhammad Rashid?
I mean, like, if you think about the last
69.
Time you were at Whole Foods and you walked by, nice. You walked by the orchids on the checkout. There's like 6 to 10 blooms.
You'd
maybe?
Have to have a Whole Foods in Eastern Washington in order for
I'm
that
sorry.
To happen.
Whole Foods is the Amazon health food store, and
it's 23.
Try again. Gravy already guessed that.
Ah, oh, crap. 24.
Yes.
$1.
Price is Right rules the best. Congratulations to Kevin English with a CH at the end for some reason. Kevin English, most blooms on an orchid plant, 159.
What?
I mean,
that's an orchid bush.
Oh, man.
That is so many blooms, allegedly. Is that a lot? How would you eat one bloom? No.
How many can you fit in your mouth?
Yeah. One minute of blooms.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, I had another dream where Brandon died.
Yes.
Speaking it of was which, 1 minute of blooms. Oh, that reminds me. Brandon, you died.
He always dies in my dreams when we do like 1 minute of whatever, and this was the 1 minute of oatmeal that we haven't done yet.
Oh, dude, that would.
I might do 1 minute like of oatmeal
that,
tomorrow.
I would choke on that.
So we did. I think the whole situation was we made the oatmeal before we started the pod, and then it just got rock hard, and then he choked. Yeah, and I was just like, hard. Oh, Brandon's done. Let's
choke
go
on your rock hard oats.
They're the golden oats from the
Muhammad Rashid comes by and crushes them all for you.
Wait. Do not eat.
He's such a legend. This guy's like, he's canon.
He is. He's canon.
Okay, on priority of people we need to get on this show, I think it's...
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Sydney Sweeney's boobs. And then it's Guy LaDouche. And it's Muhammad Rashid.
Yeah, yeah, great. I'm in on all of this. Imagine if I set up an interview with him to be like, hey, you speak English well enough that we can do an interview?
If Muhammad Rashid is in Seattle, can you revive So You're in Seattle?
Yeah, absolutely. Just for him. Yeah. The feed is still there. I'm in.
Oh, great. Great.
Okay, well, let's end on a positive to balance out all the terrible things I said and some of you said as well. That's a different thing, I guess. Yeah, I still like that. What did we learn this week?
So you're in Seattle.
After all, this is a Henny show. Joining us, Sean Gravy Gervin, to give us our, to school us now, as he would.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I mean, I think via a very weird app in a movie, you're going to be romancing Joaquin Phoenix shortly. That's what you learned.
I'll straight up listen to that.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to make that. I'm going to put that up on YouTube somewhere or whatever streaming service that we use, quote unquote. And that's going to be out there.
Greg, you're going to be crafting a thick boy lightsaber to fight off Darth Bortles.
Maybe I'll join him.
Bortles!
Bortles! Have you seen those guns on that guy? Like, you know I'm not into guns, but those guns, like...
Hey, he got jacked. He got up there for that.
Yeah, that's
I really like Donkey Darth.
Donkey Darth.
Man, The Good Place was such a good show.
It's the best. Brandon, you will be showing a house in Spokane with an 82-foot erection in the front yard.
Yes!
Not if this wall gun has anything to say about it.
And it's his own.
Open house featuring my large specimen.
Brandon Barnacle Griffith.
Here, take the brush. Dust it off a little.
Brandon Barnacle Griffith. I like that.
Or how about the Barnacle? Brandon the Barnacle.
The Barnacle.
Put that on your business card.
I'm going to put that on my business card.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Well, I guess we should. I have 4% battery left on my phone, so I guess it's Guinness time.
Wow.
Welcome to all the hottest record breaking action from the last however long. I don't know the last time we did this, a month ago. It's I'm going to start with the one that was most sent to me in the recent times. I've had several people send this to me. It's the most walnuts crushed with the elbow in 30 seconds. They're all laid out in rows and strips, and then dude is downward elbow striking, yes, like to a microphone. Bam, 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 bam. How many walnuts could a man crush with his elbow in 30 seconds?
One elbow?
I don't know what the rule is.
He wasn't going.
If he was doing it like that, Brandon, he'd have no power.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
How hard? Walnuts are pretty hard, right?
30 seconds. Yeah, walnuts are pretty hard.
I'm going to say
24. 40.
Oh, dang. I was going 42.
24, 42. We got good NASCAR numbers from the aughts representing there. And one short of the best number, 68 for Gravy. The total set by Muhammad Rashid. I think he's a repeat. I think this guy's got some other.
I was going to say, this is the guy who's been crushing a lot of stuff with his elbows.
This is the guy smashing beer cans with his forehead because he hates beer so much because he's Muslim, right?
Green and white is Pakistan, I think, is their flag. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Muhammad Rashid, 169 nuts busted.
What?
169.
Wow. I was not familiar with Muhammad Rashid's game.
Wow.
I should have been, because he's a repeat. I didn't give that to you ahead of time, though. So that's
man.
Yeah.
I think he did another one. Gravy sent me one, and then I was like, dude, don't send this to everybody. And he was like, I didn't. I only sent it to you. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
I feel like from now on, if you ever ask me how many things were crushed in a thing, I'm going to ask, first of all, was it Muhammad Rashid? And then that's going to change. That's
you're
going to
say, is it that guy
answer.
From India? That's what you're going to say. Yeah. Like the guy from Pakistan. And you're going to be like, my bad. Fastest
every time we do this, sorry, every time we do this, I start looking around the room that I'm in and thinking, what can we crush to break world records?
With my
most mochi Kit Kats crushed. I still have these. These are awful.
You haven't sent that to me yet. You said you were going to send that.
Dude, I'm going to send you a book. I was going to send you a book, and I'm going to send you these maybe at the same time.
Yes,
it's a
please.
Book I was at. I went to Powell's when we were in Oregon, and I know where this is Guinness time right now, but you guys will find this interesting. You talked about books last week. I went to Powell's in Oregon, and I was like, oh man, I should go find another samurai book because I liked Musashi so much, and I'm liking Shogun so much, and so, and then I was like, I'm going to go to the Japanese literature section, and there's a book called I can't remember it. And it's a autobiographical.
Musashi and the Five Rings.
No, it's a book by the Shang-Chi? Worst samurai. But he decided that after he retired, he wanted to write a book about his life, and it's so interesting.
Okay, great.
To hear from like his own. I read it in a day. It's like not that long, and it's super good. So
wait, did you buy it for you, and then you're gonna send it to me to read? Is that what this is?
Oh, I bought it for me, and then as soon as I was done reading it, I was like, I think Greg would like this, so I'm gonna send him a used book that I bought that was already used.
Forgive me,
I did not sully it.
No, forgive me. I just thought you were thinking of me, and then you were like, oh, I'm gonna get.
I did because when I got it, I was like, man, I'm really into samurais right now. Why? I was like, oh, Gregor.
But instead, you got the Simpsons Sing the Blues, and then your dad made a cassette copy of it so you would have it, and then you gave it to Jason Beck for his birthday in second grade. Yeah, okay. I get it.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's awfully specific.
Yeah.
Fastest time to apply 10 surgical masks while blindfolded. And I'll preface
yourself?
This by saying it's, yes, I'll preface this by saying it's not Muhammad Rashid, okay?
Dang it!
No, he, that would be if he crushed surgical masks.
Yeah.
To yourself while blindfolded. Man, if they're in a pile or they're spread out, and you're doing that whole feely thing, 10.
Say 6 seconds.
18 seconds.
Gravy with 31. The fastest time to apply 10 surgical masks while blindfolded by Jasakuti Elbin of India, 11.56 seconds.
What?
It's not bad. I feel like, because he probably had them all stacked, or they probably had them all stacked in one little thing, and then they blindfolded.
No, he didn't. He had them laid out one after another looks like probably like
so he could feel them individually and not get the little tidy things.
Yeah, that's
each one swinging
up
from his wiener and then just pulled one.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, I think
quicker that way.
This is a good one. Most blooms on an orchid plant.
Whoa.
Canadian.
Wait, most Canadian blooms or most.
No, because the person is a Canadian who has the most blooms.
this orchid is growing maple leaves.
Does the plant have to be Canadian?
Why is this orchid? Why are all of these orchid flowers maple
shaped
leaves.
Like mooses.
That's not a maple leaf. That is marijuana.
Gravy says 23 blooms.
What's like a normal orchid bloom? Like, I don't know,
like
how
six,
many. I feel
maybe?
Like. Really? Okay.
Six? Seems like a lot.
Say, I'm just taking your word for it. Is it Muhammad
Rashid?
I
mean, like, if you think about the last 69. Time you were at Whole Foods and you walked by, nice, you walked by the orchids on the checkout, there's like 6 to 10 blooms.
You'd
maybe?
Have to have a Whole Foods in Eastern Washington in order for
I'm
that
sorry.
To happen.
Whole Foods is the Amazon health food store. And,
right.
Yeah.
23.
Try again. Gravy already guessed that.
Oh, crap. 24.
Yes.
$1.
Price is Right rules the best. Congratulations to Kevin English with a CH at the end for some reason. Kevin English, most blooms on an orchid plant, 159.
What?
I mean,
that's an orchid bush.
Oh, man.
That is so many blooms, allegedly. Is that a lot? How would you eat one bloom? No.
How many can you fit in your mouth?
Yeah. One minute of blooms.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, I had another dream where Brandon died.
Yes.
Speaking it of was which, 1 minute of blooms. Oh, that reminds me. Brandon, you died.
He always dies in my dreams when we do like 1 minute of whatever, and this was the 1 minute of oatmeal that we haven't done yet.
Oh, dude, that would
I might do 1 minute
like
of oatmeal
that,
tomorrow.
I would choke on that.
So we did. I think the whole situation was we made the oatmeal before we started the pod, and then it just got rock hard, and then he choked.
Yeah,
and
I was just
like, oh, Brandon's done. Let's
choke
go
on your rock hard oats.
They're the golden notes from the
Muhammad Rashid comes by and crushes them all for you.
Wait. Do not eat.
He's such a legend. This guy's like, he's canon.
He's canon.
Okay, on priority of people we need to get on this show, I think it's
Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Sydney Sweeney's boobs. And then it's Guy LaDouche.
Yeah,
and it's Muhammad Rashid.
Yeah, great. I'm in on all of this. Imagine if I set up an interview with him to be like, hey, you speak English well enough that we can do an interview?
If Muhammad Rashid is in Seattle, can you revive So You're in Seattle?
Yeah, absolutely. Just for him. Yeah. The feed is still there. I'm in.
Oh, great.
Okay, well, let's end on a positive to balance out all the terrible things I said and some of you said as well. That's a different thing, I guess. Yeah, I still like that. What did we learn this week?
So you're in Seattle.
After all, this is a Hetty show. Joining us, Sean Gravy Gervin, to give us our, to school us now, as he would.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I mean, I think via a very weird app in a movie, you're going to be romancing Joaquin Phoenix shortly. That's what you learned.
I'll straight up listen to that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to make that. I'm going to put that up on YouTube somewhere or whatever streaming service that we use, quote unquote, and that's gonna be out there.
Greg, you're gonna be crafting a thick boy lightsaber to fight off Darth Bortles.
Maybe I'll join him.
Bortles.
Have you seen those guns on that guy? Like, you know, I'm not into guns, but those guns, like,
hey, he got jacked. He got up there for that.
Yeah, that's
I really like Donkey Darth.
Donkey Darth.
Yeah, The Good Place was such a good show.
The best. Brandon, you will be showing a house in Spokane with an 82-foot erection in the front yard.
Yes!
Not if this wall gun has anything to say about it.
And it's his own.
Open house featuring my large specimen.
Brandon Barnacle Griffith.
Here, take the brush. Dust it off a little.
Brandon Barnacle Griffith. I like that.
Or how about The Barnacle? Brandon, The Barnacle.
The Barnacle.
Put that on your business card.
I'm going to put that on my business card.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Yeah. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.